professional teams from other countries, national team players from other countries. It's going to be a highly competitive environment. I'm anxious to see how we meet the challenges.
And the teams that are in you all's bracket or pool or whatever, the first four games, because you've got, four games in a row, all right? What do you know about those squads?
I know the Australian team is very, very good. They have the Institute of Sport in Australia, and that's basically an Olympic training ground for all those kids, and that's our second game. So they're going to be very, very good. I know Korea or Japan is sending a professional team with five of their national team players on that team, so that's going to be a highly competitive team. So right out of the chute, we're going to be involved in some high competitive games. The first game, from what I understand, is the Taiwan B team, so that would lend me to believe that that might not be their A team, which is their best team, so that could be a good thing for us, but the Australians are second, and we'll have to be ready to go right away.
What do you think are going to be keys for bringing home the gold?
I just think you've got to, as I told the kids today, when you're playing on the road, and we are on the road all six games, you got to play defense, you got to rebound, and you got to have an inside game. And I think that's going to be a big key for us. You're playing with a different lane line, and we've got the trapezoid lane. You're playing with a different ball. You've got 8 seconds in the backcourt, which we need to utilize and use to our advantage. We've got some outstanding quickness on the perimeter that we need to utilize. And so that being said, I just think I think that's going to be a big key for us, is to be able to use that to our advantage. And then I think you've got to be a tough team. I just think you've got to be physically and mentally tough. And I think that's what we're struggling to get right now in developing that, is develop some toughness with these kids.
I have one last question. Your experience in dealing with international ball as an assistant or as a head coach?
The first thing that comes to mind is all those big kids, they don't play with their back to the basket. They like to step out and face and can all shoot the three. We have a 6'6 kid on our team today, and this year she shot the ball from the perimeter as good as anybody on our team. And I think that's the foreign mentality, is that everybody needs to play facing the basket. They're all going to step out and spread us out. And it's going to be very important that we have a dribble penetration and kick, because I think if we allow them to shoot 43s a game, they're going to make 20 of them. And I think for us, we've got to be able to handle the basketball, defend on the ball, so that we're not having to come off and help, and they're able to kick it and get it to their shooters. And I think that's the biggest key for us defensively handling these teams overseas, is that they're going to want to play five-out motion basketball and see if they can attack us and kick it and shoot the open shot.
Coach, considering, I guess, what was the time frame of putting the team together? How much time was involved there?
Yeah,
a short amount of time?
No, I had quite a bit of time to put it together. What's difficult is trying right now I manage my time. July is a recruiting period. I need to be on the road with Texas A&M recruiting. And so that's been the biggest challenge, and I'm going to miss the first 8, 9, 10 days that we can be out, but I'll be back in time to be out that second period after the little dead period that we have. But we've had plenty of time to get these kids together and get them on the team, and I think what's not enough time is having training camp long enough to get over there and feel comfortable. And that's my job as a coach. I got to try to get us to have some type of chemistry, both offensively and defensively, that we can feel comfortable with one another and get to know each other and what our strengths and weaknesses are.
Good luck, Coach.
Thanks.